Okay. Simidalit Avinash Shila Navshe, which is just one sif, but it could have been broken into many sifim. We're going to come today to the last two nekudas. This does not include the final page. The final page is really a different topic, even though it's all the same Ramah. But what's on the in your copies, the first full page of Siman Dalet, has two nekudas that we have not yet dealt with. I'd like to first review briefly the beginning of the Ramah, which we discussed last week, and then try to come to the two nekudas that are negeh today. The Ramah, as we learned last week, brought a machlokes to Mordechai and the Rivash. In parentheses, you could see the word Rivash after the first two lines, the word Mordechai after the second two lines. Machlokes seemed to be a major machlokes when you say Avid Inishtira Lenavshe, and as it's presented in the Ramah, the Mordechai limits Avid Inishtira Lenavshe to a Chepetz Mavurar, meaning to say, the only time of an inish din l'nafshe is if it's your object that's in his possession, so you're allowed to grab it, right? It's chefetz mavur in the other person's hand, a very specific thing, then you can try to grab it back. That limits of an inish din l'nafshe immensely. However, the smans of Kut and Gimel bounced back. He said that Ramah, that Mordechai is only hakah, is only to be allowed to hit somebody in order to do Avid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. But it has nothing to do with grabbing. You can always grab back what's owed to you, even if it's not a Chefetz Mavur. And a Chefetz Mavur is a limitation on Hakah. Since today, in the 21st century, none of us is going to do Hakah. A person can go to jail for that. So especially if his skin is white, and he does hakah, then so therefore nobody does hakah. So in the practical terms, in practical terms, the machlokes the Mordechai and the Rivash is come out not negeya, because lemaisi you're allowed to be of it in ishtiga lenafshi. This is what we had until now. Today we learn the last two nekudas of Avid Inishtira L'Nafshe that are in the Ramah. We pick it up again in the Ramah, counting from the bottom, seven lines from the bottom. V'dafka hu ba'atzmai yochla mevedina l'nafshe v'al osa lazes ayudei ha'akum. Now we're going to have to understand that the words say Avid Inishtira L'Nafshe you can only do yourself. To go to a guy, and Shumas Hadeshen, if you look at it inside, he's talking about going to court. Going to a court to be Avid Inishtira L'Nafshe. So that, the Ramah says, is Asr. Miu, im Avar v'asaye desarim, if he did it, im loha yachal lahatzio, it's a machlokes here to Trumas Hadeshen and everybody else. So lechatchila, he's machmir like the Trumas Hadeshen. You know, do it through a guy. But yeah, if you did it not through a strongman guy, but either hasarim, meaning through the archais, so that's our first discussion. When are you allowed to go to court? When aren't you allowed to go to court? It seems from here that it's a blanket issur lechatchila. We're going to come back to this shortly. That's one of the two topics. The second topic is the last yeshayim. Yeshayimim leimikri avi dina lenafshe elak shemazik lechaveri chagayt shabakeyu lechen yo lo yuchal aseis elam ken yachal levar shu shalai. We said earlier, you can't be Avid Inishtira L'Nafshe unless you can prove your shita. Abo, tfisa bi'alma, stam grabbing? Shatavsei lamashkin yachalaseis b'chol inyan. That's great. Now this is a blanket heter. He's saying that everything I'm talking about till now is talking when you're forcing him physically. But to go behind his back and grab, which is really what we're talking about, because today I don't think any of us is going to have a physical altercation. I mean, some people do, but we're not looking to have a physical altercation with somebody over money. Our shaila is about grabbing behind his back. The Rama ends by sort of saying a blanket heter. It would probably be the same, and I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to get to it. You're right. What I mean to say, as opposed to just getting a muscle man that's not interested in at least in doing what's right, just he's getting paid, as opposed to an enforcer. But you're right.
The guy just can't be enough, but the guy can grab it.
Again, the chatchila, it says in the Rama, you're not allowed to go to a guy. B'di'evet, if you went, and it was Yev Shemiyin Acher, so we don't make a person give it back. That's the first halacha. And I want to come to that second, even though the order of the Ramah is the other way. Because first, we have to deal with what you're allowed to do, and then what you're allowed to do, Ayidei Akum. The bottom three lines of this Ramah, of this page of the Ramah, is a major change in what we're saying. We're saying everything we said till now is talking Ayidei HaKor, which is really what the Sma said in Gimel. But to be typhus, just to grab without fighting with the person, is mutter. Of course, we had the exception last week. You're not going to go into his house and take a mashkin for a chayiv. But let's say not in the case of a chayiv, that it's mutter to be typhus. This is what it says here in the Ramah. The Sma Dalid, as well as the Shach, bring the Shita of the Marshal. The Marshal Shita is that this isn't true. It's the Yeshayimer in the Ramah. But the Marshal disagrees.
What's called a chayv? If somebody owes somebody money.
A loan is a chayv.
And he owes him money.
That's not a loan.
And now he doesn't pay. Does that turn into a chayv?
It's complicated. It's not a loan. If someone owes you for a purchase, it's not a loan. There is... What? It's a little complicated. There's a concept in halacha of zokvan alav bimilva, of turning it into a chayv.
Okay, when's that
happen? It's not for this moment. If you want, there's a book, a green covered book. The index is alphabetical. The last thing on Z is zokvan alav bimilva. I think it's the last thing. Unless there's something after it, I don't know. Zoology would be later than zokvan, but... But if you want, you can take a look there, because if it would be one sheet, I would tell you. But if it would be just one sheet, I would answer you. But at any rate, we were holding it at the moment. The Rama says Tfisa's Mutter. The Marshal quoted in the Sma and the Shach disagrees. The way to pick up the Sma is three lines from the bottom on your page. Vinira. Halfway through the three lines of the Bible, nearer the Hainu Taima, Mishum the Kishabala Taisai, Hadava Shai Mishagazla Mimanu. When you're going to come to grab, you say someone stole something from you, and you come to grab it, Kishabala Taisai, Vadai Hu Kaifer, he denies it. As any Yachala Taisai, Ela Balayadim. Now that line is important. Ain't a Yachala Taisai, of an Ishkila Nashi, you could grab it. Only without witnesses. The Oz Dafka Mahani, Kamesh Kasafti, Mashe'en King Shabbala Taisai Bimashkin, Shetayna of Shechayiv Loi, Minyan Acher, Kach Vakach, Vyari Shem Yelech Mekan. What happens if you want to grab it in front of witnesses? No, you're not grabbing it to win, you're just grabbing it so you shouldn't run away. So you want to grab it and you go to Bezdin. We'll talk about that later. Right now we're talking about just grabbing something. But Yare Shem Yelach Mekan, V'lo Yifre'enu, O Yitain Ein Loi, Let me just say what he's saying. But he's saying here, connect the mashal. He's saying is that you could grab either shaloi be'edim, my love shaloi be'edim, we'll discuss, or be'edim, but you're not looking to win by grabbing. You're looking to force him to go to din Torah. You're afraid that he'll put all his assets into someone else's name, and he'll say ainly. Or you're worried that he's going to run away and he won't show up at Bezdin. So you want to grab for that, those two cases, he says is mutter, and that's the smad, the shach, in ches, which is the end of the, on your page, tfisa v'amsh tasei l'mashkin, he says, ayin b'yam shoshloi m'per gimel d'bav akama sheherich lachleik, alam arik, he disagrees with this psak, ayin b'smas of katan dalid, v'ayin b'sifri takfei kayin. And he alludes you to his sefer, Takfei Kayin. So the handouts that I gave you, I just figured the whole big sefer Takfei Kayin, you might as well have a little taste of it. Yaakov, I'm going to have to ask you the last one. That's the second case of the Rama. Yeah. So here, this is just a brief taste of it. The sefer Takfei Kayin begins with a shaila about grabbing, and he answers by saying, what you asked about grabbing is really pashit, but I see it's a very confusing topic, so I'm going to be marich kitsas, I think it says. So he's marich kitsas. He has a long arichas. And I'd like to tell you what the synopsis of Takfei Kayin is. I learned Bar Mitzi, and every time we get to the sugya, you know, by the time you learn Takfei Kayin, you can finish a Masechta. It's just a very long sefer, and it's everything is packed. So I did this once. I just took the sefer, went through it briefly, and wrote on a piece of paper a synopsis of what the sefer is about. So I'd like to explain to you what Takfei Kayin is about, and then look at this piece. In the sugya, Takfei Kayin is talking about a safik bechar, an animal that we don't know if it's a bechar le'imai. We don't know if the mother gave birth earlier, or we know there was a miscarriage, but we don't know at what stage. A safik mitzius is the animal of bechar. So you have a yid, and he has a safik bechar in his possession. So the halacha is that he doesn't have to give it to the kayin. By Bechar, we say, I might say, Mechaveri Oliver Raya, Mami Shein Leitoivim, and nobody could force him to give it. And he can hold on to it. Why would he hold on to it? He hopes it gets a mum. If it doesn't get a mum, it's not worth having. You got to feed it without benefit. But he hopes it'll get a mum. Or in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he'll give it to, he'll find a Kayin, he'll barter it with a Kayin or something. If you're allowed to. But he wants to hold on to it. So the Gemara says, Takfei Kayin, meaning what happens if the Goyim grabs a Safik Bechar? Rav Hamnuna Amar, Takfei Kayin, Eimitziyim Yadai. Rav Hamnuna says, Tvisa helps. Rabba Amar, Takfei Kayin, Eimitziyim Naisim Yadai. Okay, so Rav Hamnuna says it does not help. Rabba says, it does help. If I get mixed up, it's going to be bad. Rav Hamnuna says, Eimotziyim Yadai, Tfisa helps. Rabba says it doesn't help. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavosei de Rabba. Gemara says, we learned to Braisa, that's like Rabba. So Tais and the Rosh say, we pass it like Rabba. You have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Machoikis, and says, Tanya Kavosei de Rabba. So the Tais is the Rosh, and the assumption of the majority of Rishayim is we pass it like Rabba. That Takfei Kayin Mitzian, Tfisa does not help at all. Okay, even in a case where nobody could say even Bari, it's a Safik and Mitzias, if the animal is a Bechar. The Rambam is the exception. The Rambam passes like Rav Hamnuna, that Takfei Kayin Ei Mitzia Miyadai. And we learned Takfei Kayin by Rebel Yechazan. He learned the Sugya relatively quickly, even for those days. And we asked the Rebbe, why are you learning it so quickly? He said, everybody has shtichlat zayir to answer the Rambam. So you can learn 10 different pshatim and why the Rambam passes like Rav Abnuna. So he said, why do you need 10 pshatim? We'll say one pshat and we'll go weiter. You know, like everything is over this one problem in Rav Abnuna. Now, it's an oversimplification, and I'll explain to you what the whole tumul is about and why Tokvei Kayin is a very broad sugya. It sounds like from the Gemara, Tokvei Kayin, Tfisa doesn't help. Rabba, Tanakh, I'll say the Rabba. The Rambam is Shre, the Rambam is Rav Abnuna, and he passes like the Brisa of Tanya Kavase. If he would not pass them like the Tanya Kavase Brisa, okay, Sej Tukul Tayyar. But he passes like the Tanya Kavase Brisa, and he passes Rav Abnuna. So everyone has a hard time. Rishayim and Achrayim all have a hard time with the Rambam. The issue is the following. There are numerous sugyas and shas where Tfisa helps. There are the Taisis, Eifanar, asks from 3 or 4 Gemaras. Muki Yosef asks from 5 or 6 Gemaras. And they ask from a number of Gemaras where Tfisa helps. So you know what happens after that? What happens? When you pass in Tfisa doesn't help, and you have 5 or 6 Gemaras that Tfisa helps. So what the Shach does in Tokvei Kayin is he says, well, we do pass like Rabba. Tfisa doesn't help. But there are a bunch of exceptions. When we paskin in one Gemara, Muki Yosef brings a Gemara that he says the Rif paskins like Rabba, but in another Gemara he paskins like the Gemara Tfisa helps. What's going on? Oh, there it's different because of reason A. There's another Gemara, and our famous Gemara is in Chatvi Didi Chatvi, where he grabbed a bar of silver. And he said, "Im chadu dicha, I grabbed. It was mine. So he wins. Why does he win? Talk to you, say, might see me other." So there are a handful of problems. What the Shach does here, in one sentence, he says, "We paskin like Rabba, Tfisa doesn't help." However, in the next 128 Oisius, I'm going to bring the exceptions. And when you finish with the exceptions, Tfisa mostly helps. Most of the time it helps. Be'etzev it doesn't help unless if it's an exception. Now, again, just my light going through the Sefer Tokvei Kayin, there are 3 primary exceptions. All of them, each of them, I should say, he's marich to show that he's right, not only like the derech of the Shach to prove it from Gemaras, but from Rishayim. He brings many Rishayim to early Achrayim to show that what he's saying is right. Let me tell you the 3 exceptions. And the Marshal that we're going to discuss is the most important one mentioned here in this man, the Shach. The first is the Rif. To explain the Rif, who passes Tfisa doesn't help, and then goes all over the place and Paschal Tfisa does help. He says, by a Sveika Dedina, Tfisa helps. He doesn't use the word Kimli, but he's essentially saying, by a Safik in Halacha, a person who's a Muzik could say Kimli like this Shita. Could say, I want to go with this Shita. So, I'll tell you the Lashon, I believe it's in the Mukiyasis Lashon, which he brings, it's his first exception, right, in the beginning of Sefer Tokvei Kayin, you know, Iskimel, I think, is the Rif. Listen to what he says. He says, the Gemara is talking by a Safik Bechar. We don't know if the mother gave birth earlier, and is not a Bechar, or if the mother didn't, the Safik in Metzias. We don't know a physical fact. So he says, if someone grabs, he can't say, I'm sure that I'm right. The Kohen grabs. I'm sure it didn't give birth. What do you mean you're sure? Nobody knows. This animal, we have reason to suspect it gave birth earlier. You can't grab and say, I know. Mashenke besfeke dedina. A person, now look at this, he could grab and say, Kimli, I'm borer like the Shita. I'm borer like the Shita that holds I'm allowed to have it. It's machlek zapaiskin. Kimli means the Moshe could say, I'm borrowed like a certain Shita. And Mamela, he could win. So by Sveika Dadina, you're allowed to grab, you're allowed to, that's exception number one.
What does that mean, you borrow like this sheep dog?
So this is...
But tomorrow when he, when someone grabs from him, then he's borrowing.
So Kimli is a rule of Chasham Yishpat that I don't really have a good handle on. Kimli means, not only by Tfisa, but if you have it in Torah, let's say it's a Machlaikis, we'll call it even Machlaikis, Ktsais Nasivis. And the place can line up evenly. So the one who's holding it says Kimli. I hold like this Shita. So you ask him, what do you mean you hold like that Shita? He says, well, I forgot which one it is, the Ktsais Nasivis, the one that I win, I hold like that. Was that the Ktsais or was it Nasivis? So we tell him it was the Ktsais. Okay, I hold like the Ktsais. Why do you all like the Ktsais? Because I win with the Ktsais. I don't like the Ktsais. There's a rule that a person can say Kimli in Sveika Dadina. Now we're going to get to it later here in Hilchas Dayanim. I can't say that I fully understand it. Hopefully we'll learn it again. We'll understand it. But that's the rule. By when I have something and it's an even machlekes hapaisim, if I have to give it up, I have a right to say that I want to keep it like this sheet. That's Kimli. Not Kenyan at all. It's a reason to be able to hold on to something. What? Possession is not tensible. So the Moshe could say Kimli.
You say Kimli, who's saying that? Or just says Kimli? I hold the object.
I got news for you today. The Bezdin says Kimli for him. The Bezdin says Kimli for the Moshe. When Bezin's Dana Shaila, and it's pretty even machlaikis, Bezin says it. The question is, it should be Machlaikis or Araya. What is Kimli? It's the truth is, if it's a 50-50 machlaikis, you don't even need Kimli. That Kimli is even on a Yeshayim Mishulchan Aruch. As long as it brought in the paiskim, you can't hunt down a shita. But you're right, the way I said it, that it's 50-50, you can say Kimli, that's more pashit. But even if it's Yeshayim in Shulchan Aruch, we say Kimli, which is more difficult. He doesn't even have to say it, that's the thing. We'll get to Kimli. That's exception number one. It covers probably a great percentage of the Sveikas in Aloch. Exception number two. The exception number one is the first in Sefer Tukvikai. What I'm seeing we have is two, is the third. I want someone to get to Marshalith. The third is when it was awarded to him before the Safik existed. Tfisa Kaidim Shanaila Safik. The case of Tfisa Kaidim Safik in the Gemara is a case where a man comes with a shtar to Bezdin. He says, you owe me money. And he has a shtar. So let's say Bezdin's Makayim the signatures. And they say it's a good shtar, and they make Reuven pay, or give an object, whatever the shtar says. Subsequently, two edim come, and they say that the shtar is false, or they contradict the shtar, and it becomes trei v'trei. Trei v'trei is a suffix. Had it been trei v'trei originally, two edim against two edim, we never would have given the money to the teveya. Trei v'trei, We're not mighty mammon. We have two edim against two edim. So we're not mighty mammon. But the other two edim had not shown up yet. When we paskin, we didn't know there'd be two more edim. So we paskin up here the first two edim, and we transferred the money. That's called tfisa kaidim shnei l'rasafik. When we let him take hold of the money, we didn't yet know that there's a trei v'trei. When a safik comes later, tfisa helps. He becomes the mozik, even though he grabbed it on the assumption that there are two edim alone. So that's the second exception with tfisa helps.
Back to the first one?
No, it doesn't. Same. The one who was awarded to, his tfisa works. The third one is the marshal you have in front of you, which is the same marshal that Shach alludes to. The marshal says, what's that, Sveika Dadina? Sub-Metzias means you say, yeah, you lent him money. He says, you never lent me money. You say he broke your window. He says, I didn't break your window. having an argument. So the Marshal says Tfisa doesn't help. Well, but I know I'm right. What Aveira could it be for me to grab? What's the Aveira? That's going to be the Shach's Taina. Which Aveira am I over? If I know something is mine, and you could tell me you don't know, but let's say I know. I'm willing to stake my Olam Haba on it. I know. I know I lent him money. I know he's a crook. He told me behind, when there were no witnesses, he told me that he's going to lie. I know he's a liar. So I'm willing to grab it. I'm not worried. What Aveira am I over by grabbing? So Marshal says it is an Aveira. The Gemara in Shavuos says that there are a few structured cases. One is the case, I think I mentioned last week, three people lend someone $100 each. They lent him $300. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, he came in, he owes money, and Reuven and Shimon and Levi each lent him $100. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi each lent him $100, and now he's denying it. They all of them. So Reuven says to Shimon and Levi, "I have an idea. Look, he's saying it's not true. We're going to go to Bezin. We're going to lose. We have no proof." Reuven says, "I'll say he owes me $300. Shimon Levi, you'll say testimony that he owes me $300. And after that, we'll split the money." Now, last week, people said it's a problem with saying Eidu Sheker, but that's not the point of the Gemara. Gemara says, Tamad Laiman, Midvar Sheker Terechak, that you know, I say Sheker, even to get the MS to be, to happen. The Gemara has a few such cases where through a trick, they want to make the MS come. So Marshal says, Midvar Sheker Terechak, you know, I do Sheker, in order to, the ends don't justify means of Sheker. So he says, what? In Tfisa. Tfisa is stealing. You're not allowed to steal in order to get your way. So just take a look at Siman Kuf Tezvav. Yeah. No, no, it had to be all three, otherwise they don't know. Yeah, because they're not, he's saying let them have three dine Torah, one for him, one for him, one for him. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I think we would call that a negabadover if they're all saying for each. I think so. Your question's good. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. The question's good. It could be they gave it in one bundle. That's why. So simi kuntes of oikos of Marshal perakam in the yasham, afilu borer lo ishu shalai. If you know positively something is yours, kol echa shein yedu ala koyel shu shalai. If it's not known to others, also loy litvais. That's a big chumra. Marshal says you're not allowed to grab even though you know it's yours. Loy tema soif soif macha de brir lei de bedin hoiti yeshalai loy ava oven mamish. What aveira could it be? If I know it's mine, what aveira could it be? No, harminim perkshua say this minayin shloisha shalavu mana keachad. It means the three lent it, the three I guess in one bundle together. Shlei echad teveya v'shtay meidim. So one will be the teveya and two will be edis. Tamalay meshekat erchad. Ama afakab to brirulei the bidin avdi. Even though you know that the ends are justified, but come akibasen. Ain't a dove a tolly b'masha baraloi. Makashay mighty me menu. Hamana b'din. Because he has no kayak to be mighty b'din. He's saying is, how's it? He's saying is that grabbing is a maisa ganeva. Grabbing is a maisa ganeva. You're grabbing something from someone. So you want to say, I could grab in order, because it's all, money is owed to me. The Marshal holds that's an aveira.
Even if you borrow that you're gripping your son, it's a nice thing.
If it's your object itself, you may be maida. But when he owes you money and you're grabbing $100, he's saying that's a nice thing.
Why can't you be machalic between this Eidah Sheker, you're not allowed to do Eidah Sheker?
So it could be machalik that maybe Eidus Sheker, wasn't his Eidus Sheker in Leisigzo? You're taking something that's not yours because he owes you money. And Mashal, I guess, holds it's the same. There's Makam to Machalik. They're saying Eidus Sheker. I mean, the Eidus is not Sheker, it's just under false pretenses. He's saying that the bundle of money was given to him, which is true. It's just he's not eligible to say the Eidus. I guess it was given in one bundle. That's probably why he holds that way. It's not like signal you're saying. So that's me the Shas Kasha. He says a mezendim shachlamar shal sham shapasek. Fill it hechad islay migu lo yochel itzvois lechatchila fill a bechefit shalai elo di evadavka. That's why I said, if the object itself is yours, you're right. You can take your object. Otherwise, not.
Would it make a difference if the typist takes the object and gives my judgment this basement gave? Shots up how much this is worth.
Okay, so let's see. He's going to talk about it. So, to Shachan, that Marshal, if he and his dainty nira, Kadivari Marik. The Marshal said, the Loika Marik. The lama yehi asa litva is kidei lahatla shalai. He's asking the question you're asking. What kind of exile is that? He's grabbing something to get what he deserves. Halai maram, we'll skip the parentheses, varosh, parakamaniya kasvu, hainu dafka b'chefetz hamavor. When they say you can only grab chefetz hamavor, an object that's yours, hainu mishum delay tikshi mi parakamakabal, dosa lamashkein shalai b'shus. They're going against the case of mashkin, which is ahava. When these two Rishayim, the Rosh and the Maram, which is in the Mordechai, they say you're not allowed to grab, they're talking about a mashkin. We already said that a mashkin is a separate lav. Oh, because you're not allowed to grab, you're there, but why they say it's a shomisser? Pshita de shari, meizet tam ne medasa. Umashikosa Maram v'arosh atrosa medalit. Now what Lachaira have a right to the Marshal. Because the Rosh and the Torah write, Simon Dalit, the Be'inan Sheyivra Shechefes Rishalai. Ramah brought it in the beginning. This is all Mutta Dafka, when it's Efshe to be Mavirer, that it's yours. The only time it's Mutta. I'm sorry, not the Ramah, the Machaber. Hu Sheyachal Avarish Rishalai Hu Naita El Bedin. So you have to yell to prove it. Hainu, Mishum Dehecha De'en Yachal Avarish Rishalai. If you can't prove it's yours, and two witnesses say you grabbed something from someone, of course you have to return it. That's a Maisa Gazela. Someone grabs the witnesses, of course you have to put it back. If not, everyone's going to grab, steal from someone and say, he owes it to me. Im Cain. And when they are witnesses, Chayiv Nami Yalahakor, he's going to have to pay for hitting him. Or breaking into his door. If he can't prove it. Aval, now here's where it's mutter. Im Yedeshu Shalai, V'yachal Iskaisbai, Kagai, Litvai Shalai Be'edim. What does he mean? You grab it without witnesses. If you grab without witnesses, when you go to Bezdin, you create a migu for yourself. You'll be able, it's better. So there, right now you can't prove it to Bezdin. But if you grab it shalai ba'edim, and he slaps you to Bezdin, you'll say, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed mine, believe me, the migu, I could have denied grabbing it. So either one, yachalit for shalai ba'edim. Bezdin will decide that you have a migu. The playbook is open. Bezdin doesn't have to decide. It's beferish that there are no witnesses. Bezdin will believe me with amigu. I know what's coming. Oy b'sveik adadin mavay mekimli. This is the riff I told you the earlier. By sveik adadina, and he says kimli. Oy b'shar safik shabishtar kshiyadeh shadinimai. Now, whatever sveik shabishtar means. B'kai gav na pshita d'muta litvais, afil l'chadchila, b'chef se yadu alai shu shalai, afa pi she'en yadu alanu. B'kai gav na l'shaych ista d'mashkan an shalai b'shus. So, this is the bottom line of the shach. Now, what the shach does in Kuf Tazayin, he brings the Chuvas Rivash, he's trying to show that others agree with what he said. In other words, he's not being semach. He has a svara, the Marshal has a svara. So he goes through other paiskim to try to show that he's right. But this, which you have in front of you, is the halacha l'maisa. That tfisa helps shaloi be'edim, because you have a migu of lecha tafti.
Asking for 300 when you only are owed 100. Mashiach came to Marik would be if you're asking for 100, and these two other people were present at the time of when you were owed, so you're not saying anything wrong.
Because what the Marshal is saying is that the Gemara Mashiach HaTirchak is saying that you can't be over an Aveira in order to get the din, the correct din. Now there is talking about Mashiach HaTirchak. Here is talking about stealing. You're grabbing somebody that's not yours. It's not a chifetz mavur. Mashal's maida. If it's my object and his property, I could grab it. But I'm not grabbing my object. I'm grabbing the fellow owes me money. And I know that he left his, like my example was a talis with a silver atara. And we know he left it by a seat and shul. So I'm going to take it home with me. And then I'm going to say, look, the atara is worth 1,000. You owe me 1,000. So, he'll say, prove it. I'll say, look, I have a migul of lecha tafti. The Shah says, you're allowed to do that. You have a migul. I can say I didn't take the atara. And so melei win. Mashal's taina is that taking that atara is itself a maisa geneva, and you're saying you're justifying it because the end is going to be that I'll get my money back. The Mashal holds that that's awesome. The Shah holds that ovid inish din l'nafshe is a din that says it's mutter. As long as it can be mevarit to bezdin afterwards, which you'll do through the migul, so that's the halacha that you're allowed to do it. Now, the dispute is whether that maisa tfisa is a geneva or it's an avin ish din l'nafshe that's mutter.
So Mashal said the end does not justify
the migul. Right. He says it does.
Would the Mashal say, did Mashal tell us also that the Mashal, including Sherry Sisro and Asu Akron, goes that far?
In the Lamaisa world, I'm not sure. It doesn't. I don't know if it matters, but perhaps, yeah, perhaps not. I'm not sure which way. Okay, so this is the Sefer Tafei Kayin, the short version. Sometimes it's better to have a short version. You remember it when you learn it for 3 or 4 weeks in yeshiva. You end up with a lot of confusion. Sometimes you have to. What? But okay. Anyway, this is the long version, the longer version of Shachei, and the explanation according to the Shach of the last three lines of the Rambam.
And what face is fussing from his item? At what point does it become his? Is it Mashita? Is it him taking it and having it in his hand? Or what? What is it?
It's never really his, in the sense that if you grab an atara and you go to Bezdin and the fellow says, okay, I want to give you $1,000, give me that atara back. You have no right to that particular item. So it doesn't become yours. You have a lien on the item. You have it with a lien on the item. Well, it's a way to, exactly. It's a way to get him to come to an end.
It's a little strange because normally Migu is the master of best of belief. He doesn't actually go ahead and do it. The Shach is giving you a way to really,
give you an eitzah to create a Migu.
It's
an interesting thing. Yeah. Usually, Bezdin and Claris, well, they believe you, and Bezdin comes up with a migul. Here, you're manufacturing the migul, knowing what you're doing. All right, which I say, all right, so you're at least saying something on behalf of the Marshal. Nobody else seemed to agree with the Marshal. That's the Marshal's taina, that you have to do something that's outside of the law in order to create a migul. The Shachos is at its mutter. Okay, the last topic is our choice. Okay, let me Pesach Tshuva Gimel. I want to just tell you an interesting case of Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel brings the Shvus Yaakov, but he doesn't bring the story. Like, what's the use of bringing a tshuva, just bringing the halacha without the story? Like, it's that geshmak. It's much more geshmak if you look up to Shvus Yaakov. So I looked up to Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov is a geshmak case. Let's say, a contemporary example, a yid loses his wallet in Manhattan. A lady loses her purse in Manhattan. Somebody finds it. So you find a wallet, you open it up. There's a photo ID of a fellow with long payas, and he looks Jewish, and his name is whatever it is, Shraga Feivel Braun or something, and you know he's a Jew. And there's cash in there also. You tell yourself, it's mine. We know, Asi Adam L'mashrish B'kisei B'chol Shah, if a person loses a wallet in Manhattan in a city that's Reiv Gaim, we say he's Miyayish. So since he's Miyayish, so, what? Even with Simanim, he's Miyayish because he assumes a guy will pick it up. That's what the Gemara says. In a place of Reiv Akum, the first rush by Shteibachs and Betalis, Gemara Bava Kavi says two people are coming in with a talis. Hey, my name is Sisiya. My name is Sisiya. Each one says it's mine. So the rush says, Hashavas Aveda. Why aren't they looking for who lost it? So he says, Be'ir Sharaiv Gayim. The city that's Raiv Gayim. So what does Raiv Gayim mean? So the Achrayim Taich, either it's Raiv Gayim, and we assume a guy lost it. Then talis doesn't mean shul talis, it means a beggar. Or it means a Jew lost it in a city that's Raiv Gayim, and he's Miayish, no matter what it is. Excuse me? Not from Yid, you mean? Well, if the Raiv are people that won't return it, then he's Miayish. Okay, so let's say he's Miayish. So here it is. So he gets in touch with me. And says, look, I found your wallet. I can keep it. I have no use for the license and credit cards. So I'll send it to you. But the cash, I'm holding on to the cash. If you want, take me to Beis Din. I'm willing to go to Beis Din. And Beis Din will paskin that I'm allowed to keep it. They might tell me, lift him b'shur sadin. But halacha is, if the finder is poor and the loser is wealthy, there's no lift him b'shur sadin to give it back. So, look, I'm telling you the truth. I found your wallet. And I'm going to keep the cash. So the other fellow tells me, you know something? I didn't even realize I lost my wallet. It's Yishlei Midas. She says, well, go to Beis Din. Beis Din will say you're not Neman. Asi Adam L'mashrish B'kisei. But let's say I'm Mr. Braun. I know that it was Yishlei Midas. So I go to the Shvus Yaakov, and I ask him a shaila. What do I do? I know if I take this fellow to Beis Din, Beis Din will paskin, that I'm not believed that it's Yishlei Midas. People check for their wallet. But my story, I know that it was Yishlei Midas. Can I go behind his back and grab from him and take? It's a perfect case of Avin Yishlei Lenafshe. Because here, everyone presumably is honest. The person who found it is honest, and the person who lost it wants to grab it in an honest way. So that's a case where, I guess, you're not grabbing the same $500. If it's the same $500, the mashallah, to agree you could grab it. But you want to grab something of his to connect it. So that's the case of the Shvus Yaakov and the Pesachei Tshuva. What? Pesachei Tshuva, hey. Well, I'm not saying it's the same cash. It's I want to grab. I know there's $500. I want to grab from him $500. And then I'll believe the Beis Din that I, that Yishlei Midas, with amigo, I could have sell a chatafta. It doesn't make the difference. Din pruta kedinmei. Beis Din paskins on a pruta with the same severity as it is. Yachal ases b'chol inyan. Ayim berheitim. Ayim shus Yaakov. Look at that. He's quoting the same. You see, Pesachei Tshuva Hey. He quotes the Shabbos Sifrei Tavakayin Simin Kuf Tesvav. Afil lechatkila yachal itvais Kol sheyesh loy migui. It's funny, kol sheyesh loy. Kol sheyeh loy migui. Ima dava baro loy shusha loy. Udoloy kedas mashal perakamiz bavakamizim in da'ala, das lechat chila. Vuhu zal kosav azeh. And on that, the Shusyakim writes, the betaifis talmud chacham nearly the mutu lekuli alma. Litvay shesh shaloy. If the one is grabbing is the talmud chacham, he's allowed to grab even like the mashal, afilachat chila, babak dislay migoy kedisa, babayakon dav yizayin am an aleph, am Reb Yosef. It says over there, tzober merabonon avidina lenapshe. So this is it's a perfect case. According to the Shach, you don't have to be a tzober merabonon. And according to Yishus Yaakov, he's sort of making a pshara, a tzober merabonon. Yishus Yaakov says it doesn't mean necessarily a Talmud Chacham, he says the language Surba Merabanan is a Talmud Charif, a Talmud who's sharp.
A burning
Talmud. Talmud Charif means a Talmud. Charif doesn't mean he's got the brains to be Charif. It means he has the amelus to be a Charif.
Is what you put on falafel.
Yeah, I don't like Charif, but. Okay. Okay, let's talk about our kais. It said you're not allowed to go to a guy. There aren't many tshuvas about our kais. It could be over the generations. There was a fear of publishing things that had to do with the government courts. But one of the most fascinating tshuvas about our kais, I think it's Chavis Yoyer. It's a letter to a non-Jewish judge. He asked him why the Jews always bribe, always offer bribes to the judges. He's a judge. I know he's complaining. But he says, why is it the Jews are always offering bribes? Don't you Jews hold that bribes are us? Sir? So he answers, like he walks a very fine line. He answers, he says, you're right. Bribery is us, sir. Shechet is terrible. We're against it. But you should know that when we go to court in our country, against a non-Jew, it's stacked against us. It's stacked against us. A Jew comes in against a non-Jew, we know he's going to win. So we just, when we know we're right, in quotation marks, we know we're right. We have no way of getting justice without it. That's how he defends what he does. Interesting tshuva. Early, I assume the late 1600s. What do you think? It's not okay to give a bribe. No, it's not. There's a bribe in an Issa Deraisa. Pasuk says a bribe is Issa Deraisa. If the guy taking it is an Issa Deraisa, because dinim is bnei nayach. I don't know, by a guy, maybe if he takes a bribe to do halacha, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, even to give someone a bribe, you should pass in kedin, is also aser. So I don't know, for a guy, you have a bribe to do kedin is aser. But Chazal understood that if one side gives a bribe to do kedin, you're more likely to see his way.
He has a different shuvah of two Jews, one killed the other one. And they came to him to ask if they could bribe the judge because they were to give him misa. And he asked, what was the misa? They were going to hang him. He said, you can bribe him because it's not one of that misa's best.
I mean, if it would have been the Dami's best, he would be my teller. Okay, let me tell you, in our kais.
What's called our kais?
What?
What's called our kais?
What's called our kais? That's the question. Okay, one of the common cases of our kais is what we call enforcement. Enforcement means you're not asking for a judgment. You're not asking for them to hear two sides. You want them to enforce. So you can have enforcement two ways. You can have enforcement where the Bezin gave a psak, and the other fellow's ignoring it, and you want to enforce it. Or you can have enforcement where the other fellow doesn't claim he's right. He's definitely wrong. And you want to. He comes and he probably blocks your driveway. That's like the big crime in America, in New York City. You block your driveway, you can't get out. So you have a hefsid, you can't get out. So why are you calling the government? Why are you calling without a ticket, they can't tow him away. You want to get him towed away, you want to pull out. So you're calling the police. Why are you calling the police? They should make a decision. There's no two sides to a decision. He's blocking a driveway. So enforcement is accepted that enforcement is mutter. Where derekois are not being called to make a judgment, just to enforce what's rightfully yours. So I looked to find the tshuva about it. Now the din of enforcement is in the Simcha Vav. It's in the Tumim, the Urim Tumim. In Simcha Vav, I think it's Urim Aleph and Tumim Hey, the way it's divided in the Urim Tumim. I did find the tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak, tshuva Hey, Chelak Hey tshuva Kuf Aleph. It's interesting. I would think enforcement is mutter because it's not archaic at all. It's not even of it, but it is of an Ishtil and Nafshe. He says, by a Gavra Ilaim, you're allowed to go to a guy, even though it says you're not allowed to go to a guy for Avin Inishnigal and Afshe. A Gavra Ilaim, someone who's not listening to Psak Bezdin, is called the Gavra Ilaim, and you're allowed to go to do it. In the Chuvah Sanhagas in Rishtambach, he has something which he calls in quotation marks, Hitzah Lepayel. I think that means enforcement. He's talking about there was a Psak Bezdin, the person. What? The sheriff. Hitzah Lepayel is the sheriff's action. The sheriff himself is called. Is called. Hitzah Lepayel. So sheriff. In other words, he's not deciding anything.
Over here, we have a judgment. You go to the sheriff to enforce.
Okay. So that's what it is. So he writes there that Hitzah Lepayel is mutter. To go, I guess, to a sheriff, to someone to do it as mutter. Although, I'm a little surprised, he writes, if it's for a halva, and the sheriff, whoever it is going to grab a mashkin, he says, then it's us. Because grabbing mashkin, he says, it's us. So it's a little bit of a surprise, because when you go, I don't know about the sheriff, when you go to court, they don't grab a mashkin, they just take money from his bank account or from his wages. Yeah, I'm sure that
is.
If you take money for security. No, that's taking a mashkin. If he gave you the mashkin at the time of the halvah, it's already in your possession. It says, you can't go to his house to get a mashkin. If he gave you the mashkin, it's in your house, so that's why you have a mashkin. If he doesn't pay, you can get it. Sorry. So if they take away appliances, that's what he means. You sound like you know someone would happen to. Alright, so that's why Rav Sternberg writes.
He's pulling the money out of somebody's checking account. The sheriff's stupid. They look the way you have a checking account. They'll pull the money out.
So I don't think that's a mashkin, that's a payment. So it's not a mashkin. That's what I would think. In the tshuva, the tshuva San Hagis, he writes, the tshuva San Hagis is Chelakei tshuva Shin Samachei. And he says, except that you're not going to take a mashkin. Otherwise, it's not. Okay, so this is, there are two more Maramakaimis on the topic, which Mitzvah Hashem will get to, I guess, next week.